Welcome to the Gore Girls Podcast. Welcome back to Gore Girls. I'm Lorelai.
I'm Grace.
I'm Elaine.
I'm Kayla.
It is our fourth episode of July. It is our third episode of our Don't Go in the Water season, though, because we had a little break for Kayla's B-Day. So, yeah, we're talking all about sharks and stuff, and not just sharks. You'll see why.
The water.
Horrors of the depths. Horrors of the depths. And, yeah, it's a good time. So, today we are talking about 47 meters down. It's Elaine's pick for the month. Would you like to share,
Elaine,
why you picked the movie?
Yes. I haven't seen too many shark movies, to be honest. So this was the first one that came to mind. I remembered really liking it and it making me really anxious. But I didn't remember how much I hate Mandy Moore. So.
Oh, my God.
So,
oh my God, you did not.
Or like, oh, that's shocking to me.
In this movie.
Okay, that is shocking.
In this movie.
She clarified.
That is shocking to me.
Yes. Okay. In this movie. I think she should stick to the princesses and dramas.
Yes. I was going to say, I think I like her for nostalgic value. Mm-hmm. Like, I love her and like a walk to remember. Oh, God.
I've never seen that movie.
If you want to cry. Watch.
I do like to cry.
Heartbreaking.
Break your heart. I do like to cry.
Although she is a total twat in Princess Diaries.
She is.
Don't like her too much.
Oh, yeah. She's in Princess Diaries.
Yeah,
she's Lana bitch. Fucking whatever.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch.
Montana.
Yeah. But that's why I chose this movie. But yeah.
Cool. Uh-huh. I love it. Uh-huh. It was a good pick.
Thank you.
I had never seen it before. And I enjoyed it.
Good. Yeah, I've never seen it before either. I liked it.
Yeah,
oh
I
didn't God.
Hate Mandy Moore. I didn't know what to expect, and I enjoyed every bit of it.
I hate Mandy Moore for a lot of reasons, but mostly because she makes her eyebrows go
they
up.
They do
and
do
then
that.
What the fuck is
she just like how does she do that?
Oh, you can do it. How'd you do that?
You can do it.
I can't do it at all.
You just
I can't do it. You gotta make that face. It'll be real pathetic.
I can't do it.
No, mine don't do that.
I can't. I just look
mine
angry.
Mine do this.
Mine yeah, just
same.
Go up.
Yeah, same. I go one up.
I can she totally understand what you guys mean.
I'm really shocked. Yeah. I'm going to be real honest with you. I'm let down.
I'm actually appalled as well.
Really? You guys thought I would hate her?
Yes.
I thought you would not enjoy her character.
I'm not a huge fan of her character in this.
Her character.
The way she plays her character more.
Yes.
Okay. Her character up until they're in the water is annoying. But she herself doesn't bother me.
That's shocking.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually really
like it. Yeah, well, I can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah. Cute. Grace and Kayla, have you guys seen this? Did you see this before?
No.
Oh, my God. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was on my list because I wanted to watch it anyway, and then we ended up doing it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Nice.
Awesome.
Cool. All right. Well. If you haven't seen the movie, go ahead and go watch it. And then you won't have any spoilers because we do not hold back in this show. It's the whole point of it is talking about the movie. So there you
all
go.
Of it.
Mm-hmm. All of it.
Do you guys want to
nitty gritty?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. My friend was telling me about how a shark attacked her while she was diving. And I told her that bites.
That bite.
Oh.
<Didn't>.
Oh.
Love that. Awesome. All right. Well, I will hand the mic off to Elaine and let's get into it.
While on vacation, sisters Lisa and Kate find themselves trapped in a shark cage on the ocean floor. They must fight to survive against limited oxygen and vicious sharks. While opening credits roll, ominous music sounds, and we get shots of the dark ocean floor. At the water's surface, a woman is chilling in a pool floaty. Another woman swims up from beneath her and knocks her into the water, causing her to spill her red wine. We see that they're just in a pool, and they laugh about it together. Lisa leaves to call her boyfriend Stuart. We get another shot of the wine in the water, and the title appears on the screen. Lisa and Kate are now toasting to their vacation. Kate wakes up in the middle of the night to find Lisa crying alone on the balcony. She confesses to Kate that Stuart broke up with her. Kate suggests that they go out and have fun to distract her. They meet a couple of guys and dance all night. The next day, the guys from the night before tell them about their adventures in a shark cage and tell them they should come along. The guys assure the girls that that is totally safe and they agree to go. The girls leave and say they'll see the guys tomorrow.
My first note was, Mandy Moore!
My first note was, I hate Mandy Moore!
Mine is, I love Mandy Moore! I love Mandy Moore.
My first note.
I'm so shocked, you guys. Like, I just can't even.
That's so funny.
I think Lorelai's right about the nostalgia. I just. Yeah.
I understand the nostalgia. I don't like her in this movie so much.
Yeah.
But
same.
Well, I have more notes about why later.
Yes.
My first note, real fast, is fuck Harvey Weinstein.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were going to talk about the fact that this movie is a Weinstein production and it's just hard to avoid. Mm-hmm. So,
unfortunately. Fuck him.
Yeah. We don't support that man.
For sure no. That.
Yeah, but
to be fair, there's FYI. A shitload of other producers on this mm-hmm. movie as well.
True.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
we have that at least. But still, he's a piece of shit. He is the fungus under my toenail and
smelly.
Hate.
Yep. Double hate.
Hate. Double hate.
No. Loathe entirely.
Fungus under my toenail. But that's what he would be if I did. Mm-hmm.
I said the wine looking like blood again.
Mm-hmm.
Party foul. But why though? Why does the wine doesn't look like blood at all?
I think just to start with the
stupid mm-hmm. the spook
factor. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell if it was like wine or like type
like
of
a daiquiri or something.
But it's sangria mm-hmm. is. But it's you wine. Know what it is wine, but like it's different, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I don't know. I would be upset.
I had a really hard time keeping track of who was who between the sisters. Like I kept mixing mm-hmm. them up. The blonde sister. Mm. She looks super familiar to me, and I looked her up, and she's not like in anything that I could recall. Please tell me, because it was driving me insane.
She's an H2O. She's Emma.
Oh my God!
I've not seen
H2O. I knew she looked familiar.
No. You guys want to know how I know I'm old?
Dang it.
Kim, you never watched it?
No, because you and I are still 4 years apart, Lorelai. When you were like 8, I was like 12. So like that was I was too cool for that.
Oh, dang it. Well, I wonder if she's just been in something like obscure, like a small role that you
couldn't figure out. Another thing that Charlotte – anyway, you guys want to know how I'm old is because Charlotte was obsessed with that movie when she was little. So.
Oh, yeah.
I loved H2O.
Emmer.
Maybe I
– Claire.
Emma. Get out of the water. The water.
Maybe I like
mermaids?
Did see like parts of it because you watched it all mm-hmm. the time.
For that's, sure.
However,
that's when we were at – I was about 11, I think, during that time. And it definitely would have been on when you were around.
Right.
I might have another one that will blow your guys' mind.
Oh, yes.
And okay. This one I caught right away. I didn't catch it until they're on the boat. But
are you
the
talking
guy,
about Captain Taylor?
No, but him too.
Okay.
Papa,
mm-hmm. yeah.
That is like kind of like, cute in this movie.
Yeah,
he's got that like island vibe to him. I'm like, what's up, Papa?
Beach bum? Is that the word you're looking for?
Yes,
beach bum. Mm-hmm.
But who I was actually thinking of is, so you know, the girls are dancing with the two guys, and the one mm-hmm. that Mandy Moore is with. Mm-hmm. You know who that is?
No. Mm-hmm.
Sing to me, Paolo.
No.
No.
Who's that?
From the Lizzie McGuire movie.
I noticed when they were on the boat.
Our childhoods for this episode, Grace. I apologize.
I noticed when they were on the boat, and I was like, "Holy shit!
Oh my god! That's
this is what dreams are made of."
Mm-hmm.
This is what dreams.
Okay, so made of. The girl, whatever Claire Holt, mm-hmm. Kate, whatever mm-hmm. Kate, is also in a lot of Vampire Diaries stuff.
See, and I never watched that either.
I watched the first season.
She's someone in Mean Girls, and she's also in Pretty Little Liars.
I never watched that.
I have watched Pretty Little Liars.
She's in a lot of terrible things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All the things that Charlotte watches.
That's funny.
Same. So anyway, nice. Lots of people in this movie.
Yeah.
Wow. Sing to me, Paolo.
Sing to me, Paolo. I had a hard time because I hate that we move from them like cheersing and having a good time to suddenly.
She's upset.
She's like upset. And it was just like a weird transition, I felt like. And I also feel like I wouldn't wake up and immediately start calling someone's name that's supposed to be with me. I'd like look around first.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Especially if you're asleep in your own bed. Like they're not going to be right next to you.
Also, I don't know how long she was asleep for, but there's a little stick of incense burning, and it was not burned down far enough. I was like, I someone just too. Lit that thing. You did? Yeah.
I did.
I was like, that is freshly lit. They should have let it burn down longer. Not believable.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's the part of this movie that's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Just that part. The incense.
I said going on a trip to Mexico is definitely how you get your boyfriend back.
Yeah, what?
Right? What the fuck?
It's odd.
And also, fuck him.
Also, yeah. I've got to be more adventurous.
It's me. I'm boring. Well, maybe he's just a douche. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe he is.
And your eyebrows go up, and so he's really annoyed with you.
I kind of said it was a bummer when she said that he was the one good thing in her life.
Yeah.
Like, yes. No.
I was like, damn. Poor sister over here.
Yeah.
I know.
And the fact that she said that she was embarrassed to tell her sister that they broke up. Like,
so yeah, what the fuck? Like,
what?
Lorelai would be the first person I'd fucking call if Zach and I broke up.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That would never be.
I literally text or call Kayla with the most minor inconvenience,
same.
Let alone something big like that. So, mm-hmm. What? No. No.
Yeah.
What sisters are for, man?
Literally.
Embarrassed? What? They're the worst, though. Men are the worst. Like,
they are.
That she felt that, like, for that, real. You know?
Mm-hmm. What a douche. A douche canoe.
A douche canoe. So I liked, we didn't really talk about the score in the opening. I liked it. But I hate the music when they're out dancing.
Oh, yeah. I hate the part when they're dancing, honestly. Yeah. All the slow-mo.
It's very corny. Above. I was like, oh, yes. It's so lighthearted.
And they're dancing.
Yeah.
Although, Mexico is very fun.
That's great, but
I bet it is.
Slow-mo?
No slow-mo dancing. Slow-mo
and the camera's above you.
Maybe when you're like, wasted, it feels like slow-mo.
True.
It does a little bit.
I said that it's giving 2014, not 2017.
Yes.
Yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm. Just a little behind.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, God. And then they're like laughing on the beach as the sun's coming out. Yeah. She's like, I never want this night to end.
They're just hugging and
dialogue.
Yeah. A little cheesy.
Oh. Yeah.
Pretty bad. There's another movie that's like that. P2. Oh, it's like really terrible acting. And then once it gets intense, you're like, this is good.
You're like, oh, this is actually a good movie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's funny that you say that.
Oh.
The music.
Is it funny?
Why is it funny, Kayla?
Because Tom and Andy did the score for this movie.
Yeah.
I saw that, actually. I did see that.
Yeah.
And
I thought, oh, Tom and Andy.
Yeah. Tom and Andy. I saw it in the credits and I was like, oh, shit.
Not that they have any control over the dialogue, but yeah, they're
no.
But they do a good job with the score from this part.
Yeah,
yeah.
They can't really control the dancing like that kind of stuff.
No,
that music. So I found out a little bit about like how music and score works for movies. So music that's chosen, like pop culture music, hits that are
soundtrack
already out there and chosen to put in a movie. Those are done by the, what are they called? Music supervisor or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's a different title. That person chooses songs to put in the movie at certain parts. And then the score is composed by somebody and they do all of the like ambient music throughout.
Mm.
Right. That makes more sense.
Yeah, they don't have control over like the songs that were picked for the dancing.
They would never.
they would know.
I would love to be a music supervisor.
I think that's
that would be so fun. Don't oh my me, god!
I'm pretty sure.
Oh my god!
That would be a blast. How do you do that? How do you go about that line of work, huh? Someone let me know, listeners. DM in.
I don't think living where we are is going to be the way to get it.
Probably not.
What Although do you now, mean?
Like with there's so many like work from home.
That's true.
Possibilities now.
But I have a very
reliable Wi-Fi.
I have reliable Wi-Fi, and what's the word? I have quite the range when it comes to music taste.
Yeah, you're very diverse in your taste.
Diverse.
I think same. I'm qualified. That's all they need to know. I have the job.
Okay, we'd cool. be listening cool. to Liz McGuire and then Type O.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
I was reading my notes just now, and I said, cue the newly single girl vibing at a club montage.
Yes.
That's perfect. That's
That's exactly what it is.
So I feel when they're like at lunch or breakfast or whatever with the guys and they're like, oh, you totally have to try this thing. It's amazing. When I'm on a trip, I'm like, yeah, locals, tell me what to do. Tell me what the best things are to do. But I will be damned if Mackenzie tries to tell me that we're going in the shark cage with two random men that we meet on vacation.
No. No.
Bad.
See, this is – because I've now been to Mexico a couple times, I've learned a couple things. And typically when you're making deals with, like, adventurous locals? Things to do, and, like, different excursions – it's never what you think it's really going to be. Mm-hmm. It's always a different price once you get there.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And it's just like, it's
shady.
It's just not reliable and it's shady. A little shady.
It's a little sketch. Mm-hmm.
It's just, that's just my experience.
I've heard that from multiple people.
So when she says we should only go through like the hotel's services or whatever, should really only do that. Especially when it's just two strange dudes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could have been like something much worse could have happened.
Yeah, it could have been anything. Uh-huh.
Yeah, whole other movie.
Just no. Just don't do that. Mm-hmm. Don't fucking do that.
Just stay at the pool.
Just chill at the pool. Before that, her nasty sandy ass toes on the bed.
Oh my god, I said the same thing.
I thought it was kind of cute.
Oh, I mean, like, it's cute because it's like
stuck in the sheets.
But yeah, the actual like having sandy feet in a bed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No.
I understand.
And then I hate the part where she's like texting home her ex.
Yeah.
Oh, just lie. Just don't be doing that.
Don't be doing that.
They do a lot of telling, not showing in this movie.
Mm-hmm. And then Kate is like, oh, but think of the exciting photos you'll have to show homeboy.
Rude.
I was like, ma'am, do not manipulate your sister like that. Ew. Yeah. Ew.
She does it a couple times.
She does.
Do not do that.
Ew. No, ma'am.
Yeah. Don't like that. Very unfair.
Don't do that. No.
Oh, it's just she needs to listen to her gut. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, if you're feeling bad vibes, you're like, nope, don't want to do this. Like, I understand you should do things that, like, push you out of your comfort zone a little bit.
Yep.
Be adventurous. But there's also like a safe way of going about that. Uh-huh. And if your sister is freaking out like that, maybe listen to her and respect her fucking feelings and don't be a dick. That's all.
Right.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready to move on?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure am.
Cool. The next day, the sisters head to the boat. Lisa seems really sketched out, but Kate convinces her to go. We get a shot of the boat in the ocean and feel how far out they are. Kate spots a shark and everyone on the boat exclaims, but Lisa is in the bathroom really freaking out. Once again, Kate convinces her to go through with it. The guys go into the cage first. The captain shows the girls the shark swimming in the water and says it's about 20 feet long. They suit up and get ready for their turn in the water. Lisa is freaking out again and the captain tries to calm her down while he puts on her gear. The guys come out of the water and the girls descend in. Once they're in the water, the girls start to lighten up a bit. The crew chums the water, and the sisters drop the camera they borrowed from one of the guys. As it falls, a shark swims up from the depths and eats it. As they're watching the shark circling them, the cage jolts. The captain assures them that everything is okay, but Lisa has had it and wants to come back up. The crew begins lifting the cage. When they reach the surface of the water, the mechanism breaks and the cage begins sinking. The girls are screaming, and we see the gauge increasing in depth. The impact of the fall knocks the sisters out. When they hit the bottom of the ocean floor, the crane mechanism lands on top of the cage.
Right away. I hate the shit with that fucking wood sign that's just so tattered perfectly. And they're like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, I get that.
And she's like, I don't know about this.
That's actually very accurate, though. This booze cruise we went on in Mexico, we got to, like, the dock, and it said, like, Jungle Cruise, but the thing was so fucking worn down and, like,
oh my gosh,
rusted and not cute. I was like,
I don't know about this.
And your eyebrows went up.
I don't know about this, Kate.
I don't blame Lisa for being apprehensive.
Oh,
though.
No.
Oh, no. But it's so funny boat? To me that
it's so rusty.
It's so perfectly rusty, though.
I would fucking not go, though. I'd be like, nope.
No, I wouldn't be going either.
I never thought about the cage, because at first it, like, really scared me, and obviously it's a piece of shit. But I feel like it could go both ways. Like, you could look at that rusty cage and be like, you know what? It's rusted for a reason. Mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm. obviously gone down enough times.
Yeah, to, like, totally.
That's what she reliable. Said. That's what she said. Oh, is it what she said? She's gone down enough times to be reliable.
Oh my god, Lorelai.
It's okay, honey.
Oh my gosh. You're right, though.
All reliable.
But then at the same time, it's like, okay, but when's it going to give out?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
You know? So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, the man says, how's your head?
What's that?
One of the guys.
Oh.
Oh, how's your head? Because they were drinking the previous morning.
But I just think it's funny, though.
How's your head?
How's your head?
I said that Captain Taylor, first of all, Matthew Modine. Hi.
You have a thing for Matthew Modine?
A little bit do. Not in Stranger Things.
No, he's awful. I hate him.
I hate him. In this movie, I was like, Matthew.
What up?
Yeah, Captain Taylor. Beach bum. Yeah, she's like, I'll show you paradise, baby.
Yeah. You know? But also, he seems very skeptical about them knowing how to dive, and he should not have let them go in the first place.
Yeah, because Lisa straight up fucking lied when he asked if they knew how to scuba. She's like, oh, yeah, for sure. She probably did.
When they're about
to go in the water, he can tell she's nervous and knows nothing.
Right. Uh-huh. And he has to tell her about the air. He has to tell her about all this stuff. Like,
yeah, he should not have let them
equalizing.
Go. Or at least not let Kate go.
Yep.
Yeah. And also, Lisa, don't let them go together.
Yeah.
Why didn't you let them go with, like, just, it's all
someone
bad.
More experienced or something.
Yeah.
I also hate the men's. Yep. Fake.
Same.
Spanish accents
that suddenly disappear.
Yeah,
I don't think that's fake.
With an American accent at some point.
Well, they're like very.
Well, they might be Spanish speaking, I guess, but they might not.
Right,
be.
It's like enhanced.
Yeah, because there's at one point where they just have like
none
an American.
Yeah,
kind of I was accent. Like, what the shit?
And I was like, wait, hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not the best. A little
overdone.
Overdone and inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have a little fun fact if you'd like to know it. I Googled it while we were watching because at first when the guy chums the water and Kate's like, isn't that illegal? I was like, why?
Well, I said the same thing. Well, I asked Zach. I was like, why?
Uh-huh. And it's because in some areas it's illegal because it can condition the sharks to feed while humans are present.
Oh
yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah, actually, for sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, cool.
That was some.
I was hoping someone
ass.
Could. Yeah,
chum.
Yeah, it just looks like straight blood.
Uh huh.
It's literally just chunks. A bucket of blood. I was like, I don't think it would be that bloody, would it?
Okay, I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. I was thinking about what I was going to say next. TBH. So, I have a note.
Let's be honest.
There's a guy on the boat before they're in the water and they're getting in the boat. I'm going to send you this photo. We can post it on the the socials.
On the gram.
So the way there's a man that he has green shorts and he's sitting like, you know, girls sit to make their butts look real big.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
No boys do that.
Oh.
I'm going to send it to y'all right now.
Yeah, send it. I'm ready.
That's amazing.
What is he doing? He's like, oh, I'm cute. Look at my butt.
Look at my booty.
Ooh. That's Paolo.
Why is he
sitting like that, though.
He says, look at my booty.
Yeah, he's like, hey. Yes. Also, okay. They are so fucking out there.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Oh, my God.
No.
The water's so beautiful. There's, like,
no land in sight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Gorge. But shit was no, like, thank you.
Fucking.
But, yeah, no.
I would not be participating in that.
No. I love when the men are in the water, though, and there's no music. You just hear the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone else is on the boat. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just quiet.
Yeah,
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
The whole buildup of this scene is actually really, it's well done. I liked it.
I think so too.
Because you feel antsy for them. Mm-hmm. And you're like, just don't go.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they're lying and he can tell that they're lying. Mm-hmm. And he should have, it's just all just bad.
Mm-hmm.
It should, yeah. It's just bad. Bad anxiety.
Mandy Moore drives us crazy in this, but her acting right here, I feel, was very well done when she's, like, suiting up and she's, like, hyperventilating almost.
Yes,
I would be the same fucking way. Like, that's exactly how I would be freaking out.
Mm-hmm. It's very
accurate.
Relatable. Yeah, it's, very accurate. Yeah. We took scuba diving lessons in a pool indoors, and I was hyperventilating with just that, let alone – in an ocean where there are going to be sharks.
Mm-mm. I could not scuba dive.
No, I couldn't either.
I just Googled because I had a note because the guy who chums the water is like, what am I supposed to call the shark? And then later,
dick.
I know. But then later, right when they're about to get in, he's like, they can't hear very well underwater, but when you're down there, they can hear your heartbeat up to 5 miles away. And I was like, is that true? And so I just Googled it.
Later. Hearing is their biggest, highest sense.
It's true?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They can hear your heartbeat. It doesn't say how far away.
Distance?
But they can, they respond to the heartbeat of their prey.
Because later she's like, shh, be quiet. The shark can hear you when they're underwater. And I was like, what the fuck? And I Googled it and it is their highest. Well, I was like, no, they fucking can't.
No.
And that's it's their crazy. Highest, like their, you know, like that's best terrifying. Sense is hearing.
Nope. What a douche. Why would he tell her that? Like, that's just going to freak her out more.
Yeah.
I just hated that he can clearly tell she is lied unwell. And doesn't know what to do and is unwell and just was like, here you go. Mm-hmm. We'll see you in a little bit.
I thought it was odd that they don't get in the cage first and then lower into the water.
Zach had a reason for that and I couldn't. Oh, because it's so big, like, and they're not as tall as the cage. Like, they would hurt themselves if they jumped into it. Like, they would land on the bars. So if it's in the water, then they're floating with it. Yeah. Because I said the same thing. I was like, why the fuck are they getting in the water? And then he explained that.
It makes me uncomfy when Captain Taylor gets on top of the cage with his shoes and socks on.
Yeah. Oh,
no.
Like, why are you not wearing slides? He's just walking around in wet, squishy shoes.
Yeah, ew.
Or, like, some galoshes or, like, anything but what he's wearing.
Some Crocs. Is that why Crocs were invented?
Like, Crocs are fucking horrible, but, you know.
And then he's – yeah, they're terrible. But this is appropriate sort of spot for that.
Right.
And then the dude's like, don't drop the camera. You got to get it. And I was like, well, duh, she's going to fucking drop the camera.
She didn't even have the thingy around her wrist.
I know, but I'm like,
yeah, what's
that? What a stupid thing to just
– don't drop the camera.
I'm like, well, fucking duh, it's going to drop now.
Yeah. Well, I thought that too.
I did like how they showed the shark the first time though with the camera.
Yeah. That I do like got how me. It
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, same. Ooh. Same. But I do like how it shouldn't just drop it.
Right.
You know, but still like duh. Yeah.
But and I think
the
sharks look really good as
they
well.
Yeah, they do.
I agree.
Yes. I was like, this is a big leap from Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah.
Well, no, what do you mean?
18 years.
True.
Yeah.
Like, it has come a long way.
They look quite real in this movie.
They do.
And
I will say, I know I've been talking a lot of shit about shark movies this season. I've not been talking shit, but I'm like, they just don't scare me. This one freaked me out a bit.
I think this one is the most horror that we've seen so far.
Yeah, this one truly got to me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I dare you to touch it. Uh-uh.
No.
The fuck, bitch?
No.
No.
I mean, it would be it's so cool. It's
not a dolphin but, or something. No. Like, no. No, no.
That's a thing that they do, though. No, like, no. Divers, when they're with sharks, when it gets too close to you, touch it to say no, no.
Hmm.
It's like only like, if you're, yeah, just a trained diver. A trained right. diver, yeah, not
right.
just
like okay. people. A shark whisperer.
Like you're the dude from Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you're going to go ride the yeah. sharks.
Yeah.
Yeah, ride the sharks. Like Poseidon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The jolt of the cage.
No.
No, no, no.
No.
I would be
dead. Going to happen with the fucking rope, goddammit. Uh-huh.
I would be Mandy right Moore. I'd be like, no, we're done. We're done. Let's go.
Yeah. We're done.
I'm done.
Let's go.
I don't care that we've been here then, for 2 seconds.
This could just get – honestly, if I were them, I would have just opened up the little mm-hmm. hatch and I just would have
jumped out.
Because they're still – because they're still pretty close to the top. Like, fuck that. I'm getting out. No, yeah, no, no. I'm not waiting for anybody.
They said it goes down, what, 7 meters is what he tells them?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Five. Okay.
Which is only 16 and a half feet-ish.
Yeah. I would have swam the fuck out of there. I've
been like, okay, yeah. Bye. Peace.
But a shark is there.
The shark.
That's true. Honestly, I would have maybe risked
it. I would have risked it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
And then fucking Lisa's like, how deep do you think it goes?
No.
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 I...
no.
Uh-uh.
I can't handle. Later,
we'll get there. But, oh.
No, go ahead.
With that sort of underwater cave thing or whatever, because she has to swim across.
Oh, where God. It just drops off.
Oh, goodness. Mm. Did you really puke a little bit?
Yeah, I can't handle unknown depths. And it's just fucking black. Like, no.
I learned a lot about thalassophobia from the TikTok. Mm. I have it.
Is that what that is?
The deep water.
Okay. Yeah, I follow a page of it on Reddit. I don't have it, but it.
I think I get it.
I understand it, but I love watching the videos from that page on Reddit.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
A lot of this movie made me feel the same way that The Descent does with their belonging and like the claustrophobia. Yes. And I was just like, no, 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 no.
Yeah. 100%.
It's like, man, wouldn't you rather just like be home?
Yes. Or at the pool drinking a fucking margarita?
Right.
Yeah, I would.
Drinking a fucking margarita.
Or even just on the boat.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
None of
pop some Dramamine and chill, you
with
know?
A fucking vest
I'd be
on?
Chilling on that boat. I would do that right? for sure.
Yeah,
I'd go check out some sharks on a boat. I'd still be scared as shit for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But
a boat is
you're not in it.
Safe. Yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So none of us will be swimming with sharks.
Or spelunking.
Never. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or spelunking.
No.
To where the cage... Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're there. I was going to say, as soon as the fucking cage drops, I was like...
And her leg just sort of flops out.
Yeah, and it just keeps going.
Oh, it just keeps going.
The ticking
of the meters.
And it just keeps fucking going. You're like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Honestly, they're lucky they didn't go further down.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To the side the where that – yeah, the abyss.
You would die, though.
I was going to say, that would just kill them.
You'd be so dead.
I was surprised that it still didn't kill them because that's such a quick descent.
Yeah, like, the pressure
would hurt.
Probably would have.
It would have hurt really bad at least.
Probably ruptured your ears at the very least.
So Ronald – he loves the movie, but this is problematic to him. Mm-hmm. He's like, it wouldn't fall that fast. They would just slowly float.
Because of the water?
He's like, because we could pick that. It would just kind of.
Except that it's really heavy.
Yeah, but it wouldn't. It's water.
Yeah.
It's things like, don't. No gravity.
Plummet it doesn't through water like that.
Yeah. It doesn't plummet
like through water. Even the Titanic.
Boats, yeah, just kind of. Yeah.
Like when it finally broke off and went down, it did
it was
go
slow.
Down slowly. But maybe because it's smaller, it went faster because it's holy.
Right. So the water was able to flow
through
it.
Through it. I can kind of, it probably would have not been quite so fast.
It wouldn't have been half, it wouldn't have been half fast. But because he was like, you could pick that up in the water, that thing.
Right, because things like are, there's like, no,
weightless.
More buoyant.
Mm-hmm. Not weightless, but yeah.
Otherwise, buoyant. He loves the movie, but that doesn't make any sense to him.
See, this is what this fucking podcast does to us.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it sure is.
And our significant others.
Yeah. You guys want to move on?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Okay. Lisa is still knocked out, her nose is bleeding, and slowly Kate's voice comes in, screaming for Lisa to wake up. The blood from Lisa's nose escapes her mask into the water. Lisa's really panicking, again, and Kate reminds her that if she doesn't calm down, she is going to run out of air fast. Captain Taylor is trying to contact them, but they're just out of range. Kate decides she's going to swim toward the surface and try to reach them. She's not able to get out of the cage door because the crane is blocking the way, so she quickly removes her mask to slip out of the gaps of the cage. Kate climbs on top of the cage to remove the crane before attempting to make contact with the crew. When she finally reaches them, Taylor tells her to get back in the cage right away and that they're sending Javier down to hook up a new winch to bring them up. He then warns her about not coming to the surface too quickly because they can get the bends. Back inside the cage, the girls try to stay calm. Kate apologizes for getting them into this mess and they have another deep conversation. And then they hear the boat motoring away. Kate goes back up to talk to Taylor, but no one is there. Then a shark swims right up next to her and just barely misses her. Kate rushes back to the cage and gets back in just in time. The shark is now attacking the cage, bending the metal, and then leaves.
So stressful.
My palms are so sweaty right now just thinking about it.
I said, of course the thing fell on the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said, of course the exit is blocked.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We both said the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really quickly, before that, at the very beginning of the scene, I feel like they do this a couple times in the movie where it's a really suspenseful moment or something's really building and they take like 10 minutes to do it. So like we watch Lisa breathing for so long.
So long. It was a little prolonged. Yep.
With her blood.
Yeah. I was like, can we move on?
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening here?
I agree.
Yeah. Also, that water would be cold as fuck.
Cold as fuck. Ugh.
And they're like not wearing
anything.
Anything.
Wetsuit.
Literally anything.
Mm-mm. And I felt like, why weren't they wearing wetsuits?
Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Because even that 5 meters down would be cold as shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I went snorkeling, we wore wetsuits.
Yeah.
And we're not in the depths.
When she's telling her that she needs to slow down her breathing because she'll run out of air, like, I get it. I don't know how the fuck you slow down your breathing.
But also, don't be telling me to slow down my breathing because I'm going to run out of air because I'm going to be
Right, that's going to make it worse. Yeah.
Say anything else to calm her down.
Right.
Like,
just distract her. Oh, Lord.
Oh, that would be so scary.
Oh, and when she takes her mask off, opening your eyes in the ocean.
Again with the opening of the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Don't be
– no. Burn. Also, those masks are – like the whole face suction. Fit. So how is she I still don't get how she was able to put it back on and not get water trapped in her mask. Mm,
I thought about that too.
That just doesn't really make sense.
I wonder if there's like a release valve or something.
I think there may have been maybe. Because she pushed something on Lisa's when the blood was in her mask and like so I think that there might be.
Okay.
That she had water in her mask when she had passed out and then it was gone. And she was, like, pushing something on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Could be.
I did say those are kind of, like, fancy schmancy masks for that shitty little boat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A little high tech. Those are not your average scuba masks.
No. When she does take it off, though, and she kind of struggles to get it back on.
Oh, the stress. The stress. I know.
I think Kayla.
Oh, yes. Kayla, I think you said it last episode or I don't know, but when you hold your breath.
Yep.
Yeah,
I did that.
Yep. I was doing that a lot in this movie. It was you that said it. Yeah, I was like, get it on.
Yeah.
So stressful.
Well, and when you try to do things in a hurry, you end up like making more mistakes
because you're trying to do it quickly. So this is one of those where like you can't breathe and you have to try to do this quickly. And
No, thank you. This is a moment where I noted Mandy Moore's overacting though. She's like, here, put this on quick. Like, okay, lady.
Okay.
She knows. Calm down. She can't hear you either.
Right. before she goes through, like before she figures out she has to take her mask off to get through or whatever, she's just like laying there with her legs out and her head just like kicking. I was like, girl, what the fuck are you doing?
You're gonna lose your whole ass body.
You're gonna get eaten right now. Your whole ass body.
Yeah. No.
I said that I say this later too, at another point when her legs are somewhere and I'm like, my legs would be tucked into my body. Like put your fucking legs away. I can't.
Put your legs away.
Yeah, she's ballsy for sure. I mean, I get that like out of desperation she kind of has to be. Holy shit. Like, good on her.
When she gets back, Lisa's like, oh, we did it. And I'm like,
no, you didn't do
that
shit.
That was 100% Kate. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
We did it.
We did it. And then when they have their stupid ass dumb fucking conversation and
their conversation is dumb.
This
as
is
fuck.
Literally what I wrote. I was just your boring older sister, tucks hair behind ear. Like that's what I pictured. Like, oh, like I can't.
That's amazing.
And she was like, we weren't, I was never competing. Like, we weren't competing.
Yes.
And it's like, what is this doing for the story here?
Yeah.
Nothing.
We don't promote competition between women here.
No.
Well, and this is where this movie is different from The Descent, in that The Descent made us feel that with the sisters and with all of the girls without trying.
Yes.
Yes.
This one, it fell flat. I wasn't like
that. It fell flat.
Yeah.
Not showing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I just said now is not the time for these types of conversations. Just save your air.
Yeah.
Stop talking.
And I think it's dumb that they made their whole the deeper side of their conversation still about her and like her boyfriend.
Not like I love you, sister. We're gonna get through this.
Right. Like they should like
because they're talking about the pictures again. She's like, oh, can you imagine what he would think of these pictures or whatever? Oh, God. If you were doing this?
Yeah. Like, no.
No.
This isn't making me feel more attached to these girls.
It makes me think they're dumb.
This movie still passes the Bechdel test, yeah? You think? Because they definitely talk about other stuff. But, like, even – it's like they're going to Javier. They're talking about how she can't find Javier. They're talking about Stuart. They're talking about Taylor.
I think like, they would when they're talking at, like – about like the flashlight and like the sharks and stuff.
Yeah, but that would be the killer though. If they're talking about the sharks, wouldn't that technically be the?
No, because the sharks aren't men,
so it doesn't matter.
They didn't specify. Yeah, as long as they're not having a conversation that is about a man. Men. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess
maybe when they're talking about the sharks.
That's shitty, though, because that's the only time is when they're talking about how they're going to die, basically, is the only time that they have a conversation out about a man.
I would say it barely passes.
It barely passes.
Yeah, because even the flashlight involves a man.
Exactly, yeah.
And
because a man dropped it.
Mm-hmm, they have so much potential, like you said, Kayla, to like create a really amazing relationship between these two women that didn't have to do with men. Like maybe Lisa's just having a hard time and she needed a vacation with her sister. Or maybe she did have a breakup, and that's fine. But, like, it doesn't have to
revolve around. You're not doing this to win back said man.
Yeah, right. What the fuck is that about?
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't like that.
I don't think I know a single man who, if they broke up with their girlfriend, if she then went on vacation in Mexico and swam with sharks, they'd be like, oh, okay, well, I got to have her back.
Yeah, what's
exactly what Arnold said, too.
Yeah, no.
It's like, what?
Like, if anything, it's kind of like, oh, I understand the problem now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
it's giving desperate.
Right? It's giving desperate.
Yes.
I just said, this is why we don't go in the ocean or in shark cages with strange men. Just, this is why we don't do any of this.
Why are you doing this with shady ass men?
I just said, don't be wasting your air on that man, literally.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
when the shark does attack the cage or like comes up right by Kate, that gets me.
Oh my that God. Got me.
Yeah, that scared the shit out of me.
But nope. Real big.
No.
Yeah. And I like the metal bending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can see a little crack in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh, but I did say don't go up to the surface too fast. You'll get drunk off the ocean like creatures that walk among us.
Oh, my God.
That the must amount be of time.
What they're talking about, though. In creature. Like, they didn't have a name for it. They didn't know what it was yet, but it was the bends.
It was the bends.
Well, the bends is the bubbles in your brain. That's the nitrogen in your brain. But the nitrogen narcosis is where you start to feel loopy. Side note, really quickly, Michael dives a lot. He does a lot of diving. And he told us one time about his friend who started to – experienced nitrogen narcosis, and he had to do this to like the diving person, like, I'm going crazy, I gotta get out of here.
Oh shit.
Oh, no.
Because, and he said that it's a serious problem for a lot of solo divers because you get so deep and you're like, this is really amazing. This feels so good. I'm having so much fun.
You don't even realize it. Yeah.
You feel inebriated and it's like exhilarating and
euphoria,
intoxicating. Yeah, exactly. Nope. Euphoric. And so they keep going and then they run out of air and they die.
It freaks me out so much. I've never that
she's having
too
a physical
much.
Reaction to it.
Yeah.
Getting the chills.
Fucking terrifying. No, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyway, this movie.
Yes.
When they hear the boat and they think that it left them, I mean, obviously they did hear the boat.
Oh,
but
yes.
They didn't leave. So,
what were they doing?
Were they moving? Like, were they trying to figure out where the cage would have landed? And that's what they were doing? Because Javier's way the fuck out there when they see the flashlight.
Yeah.
But, like,
I don't know.
It would stand to reason that the cage would have fallen pretty much right where the fucking boat was. To begin with, like, why would they move?
Right. Yeah.
I wonder if they had to go get the new winch. Like, they didn't have it, and they had to go get a new one.
Oh, yeah, because she was like, I didn't see another winch on the boat.
Could be.
Maybe.
Fair point.
But I was convinced. I was like, oh, yeah, they left them. Because, like, what? No one's going to know.
Right.
Yeah.
No one knew where they were going. No one would know.
And they don't want
to,
like,
get out there. And that they were tied back to the boat. Exactly. So I was like, oh, yeah, they left them. Uh-huh. Yep. No.
No, thank you.
So I totally thought they peaced out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, what are they going to do? Even when they get to the top, what the fuck are they going to do? Mm-hmm. I was so stressed watching
What are they going to do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is when I Googled, because she's like, be quiet. Sharks can hear. And I was like, what the fuck? The sharks can hear?
Nope.
No.
When the shark leaves, Kate tells Lisa that she couldn't contact Taylor. Lisa says they need to swim to the top, but Kate tells her that they can't because they'll get the bends, nitrogen bubbles in your brain, and they will die. They notice the air is running low when they see a flashlight in the distance. They begin banging on the cage to get Javier's attention. Lisa volunteers to go out and find Javier since her air is significantly higher than Kate's. Kate gives her instructions on what to do, and she exits the cage. Lisa is swimming on the ocean floor when Kate screams there's a shark coming toward her. In slow motion, Lisa swims into a cave and barely misses the shark's bite. Just when she thinks the shark is gone, it comes chomping at her in the cave. She swims out and hides behind a rock. She approaches the edge of a cliff and can no longer see the ocean floor, but keeps moving forward toward the beam of light. When she gets to the light, she loses her sense of direction. As she's choosing which direction to swim, a shark hurls toward her, mouth agape. She then sees Javier, who tells her to get back into the cage just before being killed by the shark. His dead body falls in front of her, and before swimming away, she takes the winch from his belt as well as his spear gun. Kate leads Lisa back to the cage by banging on the bars. After attaching the winch, Lisa goes to the surface to tell the crew to pull them back up. What's funny?
You know what I just thought of?
Laughing.
I said... To the winch, wench.
Wench. Oh my God. You know what's so funny is actually when I was typing wench, I accidentally wrote wench and I was like, to the witch, wench.
Oh, funny.
That's one of my favorite lines of that whole movie.
Oh, same.
The to the witch, okay. Wench, wench.
I love that old man.
Wench, wench.
Fucks me up.
Same.
I don't know about you guys, but when the flashlight first appears, I was like, oh, that's not a flashlight.
I thought that too.
I was worried it was going to be like an anglerfish.
Oh.
Yeah. How big are those things?
Especially, some of them can be pretty big.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't like them. They scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
But especially since it was still, I was like, I don't think that's Javier. And I was very nervous. I was very nervous.
Yeah.
I was like, obviously we understand later, but I was like, how come they can see the flashlight, but that person can't see the lights on their cage?
That's exactly
what I was like, how does that? But obviously because he dropped the flashlight.
Right. And so he wasn't actually there.
Oh, no one was actually there, but yeah.
So most anglerfish are less than a foot long, but some can be up to 3.3 feet.
Oh,
I mean, that's a pretty damn really
big fish.
That still makes me feel much better, though. I thought they were larger. So that's better.
Okay. I haven't put that much thought into an anglerfish.
Could you imagine a giant one, though?
Oh,
like the size of a shark?
No.
Oh, I have a shark fact.
Oh,
so Max shared this little factoid. So sharks don't have bones. Sharks are all cartilage
and muscle,
except for their jawbone and teeth, which is why it's hard for them to get an exact time of like age of how long they've been here. Like they have a good idea because of the jawbone and teeth that they're old as shit. But that's why they don't have an exact idea because there's no fossils.
Wow.
Of sharks.
That makes
that sense. Is crazy.
That's also ick. They're just
yeah.
Yeah, they're just.
We don't know how long they've been on this planet or how far they've evolved.
Like your shark impersonation. That was good.
When the shark. Okay, so when Kate screams that there is a shark, that got me.
Yes.
No.
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 But then Lisa gets into the cave and she's like, the shark almost got me.
It's like, we know. We saw it. You don't have to fucking say that.
We get it. I know.
That was fucking funny.
When Homegirl is going across that sort of trench? Are we calling it?
A trench. Yeah.
The abyss.
Oh, no. Oh, that's a good movie.
I was gonna say, have you seen
this?
That's a good one.
No, I haven't seen that one. And then she can't find her way back. Is so terrifying to me. And then the view of just like what she sees is so terrifying. And I was thinking about how terrifying that would be to see in theaters.
Yeah.
Because like it's just her light and it would be so huge and just
and you can't see. And I almost hate it more when she starts using the flashlight because it like
you can only see the little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
And, and I knew that was going to fucking happen. As soon as she started swimming out there, I was like, bitch, you're going to lose your way.
Oh, I didn't
you're
even think about it.
Lost.
That's exactly what I thought, too.
And I was like, mm-mm. And then she's like, oh, no, which direction did I come from? I was like,
I panicked.
Yeah. Panic. No.
Yeah, no, thank you. Being lost is another thing that scares me, like in the wilderness. So being lost in the fucking ocean.
There's no way.
No.
Because in the wilderness, at least you have the sun. Okay, I could potentially fucking survivor man the way out of this shit.
Yeah.
The ocean? Nope.
Nope.
Do you want to know a fun survival fact?
This.
Yeah. Completely unrelated to the ocean or sharks. Apparently, you are not supposed to ration your water if you're stranded.
I have heard that.
Drink it all. If you're thirsty, fucking drink it because so many lost people ration their water because they think that's what they're supposed to do in case they can't find it. And then they die of dehydration with water left in their jug or canteen or whatever.
I've heard that too.
Because you don't know. Like drink when you're thirsty. So just fun fact, don't die.
Drink your water. Stay hydrated.
Yep.
Stay hydrated.
Unless you're in a cabin in the woods.
I'm also glad that Lisa was not stupid enough to leave the winch behind and that she was smart and grabbed it and also grabbed the spear gun. I thought that was really resourceful.
Absolutely.
I was so bummed though when he didn't have air because at first I was like, grab his fucking
air.
Then there was no air. I was like, fuck. Also, his kill, his
death
is not good.
My note is just Shark Ape Man.
Shark Ape Man.
Shark Ape Man.
And then his head. Javier's head. It's good shit. The bobbing, you know.
And then when she gets to the cage, I was like, "Hurry, go, hurry!" Stress.
You guys have anything else?
No, I think I'm ready for the next.
Lisa tells Taylor that Javier is dead, and he tells her he's bringing them back up. Everything is going well until they get to 30 meters. The cable on the winch snaps, and the girls fall back to the ocean floor. This time, the cage lands on top of Lisa's leg. Kate's air is extremely low now. She swims up, and Taylor tells her he's going to send more air tanks, but that this will increase their chances of nitrogen narcosis. They need to keep a close eye on each other. The new tanks arrive, and Kate reaches them just before she runs out of air. As Kate gets back to the cage, the shark comes back and circles above her. Just before she gets back inside, the shark whips back and bites her. Lisa is now all alone.
Oof.
She was poor, so close. Kate.
She was. This was the moment where I was like, tuck your feet into your body when she's laying there. She's totally flat. Oh my God. Like, I would be in a ball.
I hate how many times homeboy on the boat is just like, get back in the cage.
Back to the cage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just fucking save them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For real.
The cage ain't working, man.
Yeah.
I thought that when they hooked up the second winch that it was going to be stuck in the rocks. I didn't think the cage was going to move at all because of how it had dropped. So I was like, nah, it's not going to work. But then when it started working, I was like, oh, fuck, it's going to
I just can't imagine that feeling that they felt, though.
Yep.
Like, they were so close. They were so that feeling close of to safety hope,
and then as soon as it breaks, yeah.
And then as soon as it breaks, I was like, oh, it's going to go in that hole.
In that hole.
In the hole.
And your fucking leg gets her leg. Oh, God.
Yeah.
No.
I said, this isn't going to, before it falls, I was like, this isn't going to end the way we think it is.
No, it is not. I was like, there's still too much time left in the movie.
When he says that the Coast Guard's less than an hour away, I'm like, why the fuck did they not contact the Coast Guard immediately?
Well, because they were breaking the law.
Well, yeah.
Breaking the law.
Breaking the law. Breaking
the law. Don't break the law.
Yeah. But it was selfish of them not to have done that. To risk their lives even further.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Horrible.
Yeah. I love when Kate is switching out the air tanks and she's like beginning to suffocate. I love the noises that she's making.
Mm-hmm. So stressful.
So it bothered stressful. Me
so much.
This is when I said she has 5 airs left.
Oh my God. The amount of time they say fucking bar and
I know.
Bends. In this movie.
Bends.
Oh shut my the fuck God. Up.
I know.
We get it. We know. We
get
it.
Get back in the cage. Get back in the cage. You got the bends.
I hate that they have to, yeah, you're right, every time, oh, I'm at 30 bar, 50 bar, like, just show it.
Just right. Show it. You don't have to say it.
And you're using your fucking bar to tell them how many bar.
I understand how when you were saying how, like, when she's swapping out the oxygen tanks, and, you know, it's, like, really tense, and I also was really tense, but I do hate the way the air just, like hits her body. She's like, oh, my God.
I don't think I noticed.
So fucking dumb. It happens to Mandy Moore later too when she puts the air back on because she's like holding her breath and putting the fucking thing. And then she's like,
I get that. It would be a really big relief, but it was a little bit overacted.
Yes,
exactly. Okay. And then when she puts the flares in her zipper, and I said, most likely foreshadowing here.
Yeah.
But I was like, that wasn't good foreshadowing.
I didn't notice the flares. So later on, I was like, where the fuck did they get the flares? And Max was like, it showed them.
It
grab
showed
them.
I was like, her grab them, and then it was the whole screen was her just putting them in there.
I was
zipping
like, yeah, I wasn't paying attention. I was probably writing notes.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as good of a foreshadowing moment there, I thought. Like, I know this is silly, but I was almost waiting for like the shark to bite the flare and then it would explode, or I don't know.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I was just like, that's it. Mm-hmm. You just cool. You got a flare now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They'd be doing that though in shark movies. They'd be blowing up the sharks. So.
I do. That's what I'm saying. So I was anticipating that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, oh, she got her air. And then I was like, oh, fuck, her head.
Yeah.
Charlotte said all they need to do is pull the sharks backwards and then they win. Because then the sharks will die.
Yeah, there you go. It's weird, though, when they shoot the shot.
Shoot the shot.
Shoot the shot.
Of Kate getting attacked by the shark. Because it doesn't exactly show what happens to her. It just kind of looks like he got her head. But it.
Yeah.
Is kind of left up for interpretation still. Yeah.
Right. So because I had never seen this, like you guys or whatever, I was like, oh, that was super intense, but I'm kind of bummed that they didn't show anything with her death. And then later on, I was like, oh, I see.
It makes sense.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And because they didn't show too much, I was like, okay, maybe she's not dead. Or maybe they don't they want us, maybe she is dead, but they want us to think she's not dead. Mm-hmm. Or, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now she only has four heirs left.
Four heirs.
Four bar.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to move on to the next one? We're almost done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Lisa is determined to live and tries to reach the second can of air. She reaches for the spear gun and it slices her hand. She then uses it to hook onto the netting of the air canister. She is now completely out of air and struggles to attach the new canister. Kate comes back into range and says the sharks are circling her. Lisa begins digging at the sand to free her leg. She decides to use her BCD, which is a buoyancy control device, if you guys didn't know, to lift the cage off of her. As she slides her leg out, the cage scratches up her entire shin. She leaves to find Kate. When Lisa finds Kate, she is bleeding a whole big lot. Lisa says they need to swim to the surface. Kate lights a flare to ward off the sharks. They get back in range with Taylor. He tells them to ascend very slowly so they don't get the bends. At 20 meters, Taylor tells them they need to take a 5-minute break to let the nitrogen leave their bloodstream. As Taylor counts down, Kate lights more flares. There is a shot of them being completely surrounded by sharks. Taylor screams at them to swim to the surface. They drop their BCDs and a shark just about bites them but goes for the vests instead. There is some beautiful imagery in this, in the last few 30 minutes of this movie.
Uh-huh. Her trying to grab the oxygen,
the air,
with that spear thing, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh. There was another one of those moments where it just took too long.
Yeah.
But it would suck, though, because it's right fucking there, and she's stuck.
Yeah, just out of reach.
Oh, God. And when it cuts her hand, her hands would be so soggy.
I thought the same thing. I had the same thought about their skin and being in that water for so long. I was like, oh, God.
Yep, that's a bummer.
So soggy.
I feel like you would start to, like, balloon up a little bit after a while.
Definitely kind of.
Probably.
Like, we don't know how long they've been down there, right? But
Right.
Ew. No.
Thank you for telling me what BCD was. I had no idea.
Yeah. So I put BCB question mark, PCP question mark.
PCP, yeah. Buoyancy control device. I had to Google it.
Mm-hmm. Love it. And it was just smart thinking on her part. Because I don't know. I would just try to dig my leg out. But yeah, that was genius.
Oh, I wonder if that would even happen, though, if it would work. Which is why I'm glad that the what happens. Maybe. What happens?
Yeah.
Right.
Because I wasn't
Charlotte
sure.
made a note that I didn't notice.
Hmm.
All the other numbers after like a certain point are red. One is white, and then zero is red again.
Oh.
On her little thing.
That's weird.
The bar thing.
That is interesting.
Like it's a hiccup. You know what I mean?
Interesting. Or maybe a clue that she's hallucinating?
Oh. Well, she wouldn't be hallucinating quite yet because she hadn't hooked up the second one.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
I thought the spear gun was going to go off on her when the trigger got caught on the bolt a little bit.
Oh my God.
I was like, she's just going to fucking spear herself and then that'll be
just
the end.
Just bleed out and die. She's lucky she only got her hand.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, that could have been real bad.
Yeah.
When I said there is bleed. Here I said she's hearing Kate, but is she?
But
I already was like, I don't know.
Yeah, because I was like, that bitch, I don't think she survived that. So I was like, I think she might be hallucinating here a little bit.
But then I understood.
I was hopeful.
Yeah. And you know what? I hadn't seen this movie since like 2018. And so I didn't remember how it ended. Not a single thing in my head was like, oh, this could all be fake.
Neither.
So I was totally caught off guard, and that was fun for me.
Just because he had mentioned the narcosis thing, I was like, that's going to be important later. So I was like, I don't think this
and
is real.
Because she's getting a little sleepy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what's happening here? Oh!
Yeah. Oh. And then her fucking shin, her skin shin.
God.
So I hope she had her tetanus shot.
That's exactly what I said.
That's funny. We're big on the tetanus shots here.
Yes.
They're important.
They are important. And then
how she hears Kate, and Kate's just so cold. She says it like 15 times.
Oh, she says,
I'm so cold. I'm so cold. I'm
like, yeah, we get it.
I feel you're so cold, bitch. Cold.
Cold.
Oh, that gash.
Oh, that gash. But then we get to her, and then I said, all the bleed again.
All the bleed.
And I was like, oh, okay, it really is her. Mm-hmm. And then, this ending is.
And he when they're finally going to the top and she's like carrying her, he's like, no, you got to stay in the cage. I was like, fuck that.
Fuck that.
I said, listen, man, the cage ain't working.
Get to the fucking top.
I'm risking it all with the beds.
This is where, because at first I was like, maybe it's a hallucination, but it started to go so far. Yes, I was like, shit, maybe it's not.
Yeah.
And like, this is actually happening. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to find a still of that shot with them holding the flare and the sharks.
Ooh, with the sharks.
Because that is fucking beautiful. It is beautiful, and so scary.
Yes, it's so terrifying.
Oh my God, they're great.
Yeah.
It scared the shit out of me. I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, shoot. I have goosebumps.
Yeah,
a little freaky.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
When they got up there and she pulled the flare, I was like, oh my God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That part is so, oh fuck, so there's three. Like your note. But the only thing, I don't know, I'm not a shark expert, you know, we're learning some shark facts, but I don't think that sharks hunt together.
Actually, I watched a really amazing documentary last night on Disney Plus. They have a bunch of shark stuff on there now.
I noticed that.
Oh, nice.
And it was all about feeding frenzies and how different breeds of sharks but feed together. Like, they were all on like big carcasses mostly like big whale carcasses and schools of fish. Dolphins will herd the fish.
Yes.
And then the sharks will eat it together.
So that the dolphins can eat. Uh-huh. But do great white sharks do that, though?
Yes.
Well, they
do? Well, sometimes, yeah. This one had, like, multiple female great white sharks and, like, one male. But the women, the ladies stick together mostly, I guess.
Okay. Because I wasn't sure that sharks were, like, herd.
It's rare. Animals.
Girl power.
It's rare, but, like, when it's really rare for a whale to just die and do that
right
for them, so then everyone takes their turn, and it's like a really actually it was beautiful.
I have seen that before, cool. But I don't think it's common. This particular situation, understand
there would be three.
But I just was like wondering.
Yeah.
How you guys should watch it though. I don't remember what it was called. They said the term like a million times, and it was so fucking annoying. But it was actually a really good documentary.
Hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Nice.
When they release all their PCP and just go to the top. Like, but I was like, fucking do it.
I was like, jump.
I know.
I was like, get out of the water. Go.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And then the shark just misses him. Just changes his mind.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And then when she dropped the other flare, I was like, oh my God.
God. And then.
You're out of breath.
Do you want to get to the end?
Yeah.
I was seeing where exactly you had stopped.
Yeah, that's exactly where I stopped.
The end.
All right, let's do it. Oh, you guys. Woo, okay. When they reach the surface of the water, the crew throws them a life ring. We see a shark approaching them, and it pulls Lisa under the water. It's chomping and ripping at her leg. Just as she's about to be pulled into the boat, the shark breaches and pulls her under again. Lisa is fighting and punching the shark, pulling at its eyeball and screaming. It finally lets her go, and both sisters are pulled safely onto the boat. The crew treats the sisters' wounds. Lisa looks at her hand and sees that it's still bleeding from when she cut it on the spear gun. Taylor's voice now sounds distorted, and Lisa starts to laugh. Things go fuzzy, and we see that Lisa is back at the bottom of the ocean, still stuck in the cage. She begins to laugh, and Taylor tells her she's hallucinating. Shortly after, the Coast Guard arrives and saves Lisa. The end.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I said, oh shit, her leg!
Her fucking leg! Oh.
The gore is so good.
So good. That big of a shark, you're gonna have a leg off.
Yeah, I was surprised
her, like, ideal would be gone.
It wouldn't be wounded.
I kind of wish it had been gone.
Uh-huh. Yeah, same.
But I was also happy for her. I was like, well, she didn't lose the whole thing.
That part was so intense,
oh,
though.
And she just kept getting dragged under. I was like, oh, my God, someone just fucking get her.
I was like, pull them the fuck up. And then she just, like, stabs him in the eye.
Oh, God, when she's pulling at it?
Yes.
The eye gouging. Oh, my.
Oh, she got in there.
Yeah, she did.
So I was like, oh, this is great. Like, they're going to survive. But I really thought that maybe they would just probably bleed out.
That's
she looked
at
her hand, and it was like, it was still in the water. I was like,
yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. No. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
I see that. I was like, that's why they didn't show her fucking death.
I love that transition, though. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Between hallucinating to reality. Like, that was beautifully done.
Yes.
So fucking good.
Mm-hmm. So good.
She's just sitting there, like, giggling, looking at her hand. I was like,
oh, God.
Just laughing. Oh, my and God.
Both of their fleshy wounds on the boat, I felt ill.
Yeah, it hurt my skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It hurt my skin.
Like
to
a cabin
look at.
Fever type.
Yes. Yes. I was like, oh, God. Ow. Nope.
And I got goosebumps when he says it. He says nitrogen narcosis again, but it kind of cuts out a little bit. It's like nitrogen narcosis. And it's just so good.
Uh-huh. And just so eerie. And she's just giggling. Mm-mm.
But I wish it ended with her sitting in the cage laughing.
Yeah.
Same.
I fucking hate how it ends like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Me too.
I was like,
oh,
perfect.
That's it. Yep. It was perfect.
Yep.
Like, she
scary.
Laughs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No fade to black. She laughs black.
Yeah.
Black.
Credits roll.
Credits. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Credits roll. And then it's like the Coast Guard gets there, and now there's no sharks to be seen.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Not a single
and then also, I'm like, is she hallucinating this still? Like,
right.
I don't fucking.
Right.
Did she make it to the top?
That's like, actually maybe a good point.
Forever, too. Was it just me? The shot of them, like, taking her up to the surface.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Forever.
Forever.
And then it just ends.
And then just, I'm like, what?
Yeah, no.
That was it?
It should have all been cut.
Yeah.
My BCD got me free. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I really wish.
Your eyebrows probably went up when she said it.
Gag me with a spoon. I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really, like, one of my only critiques on this movie.
Yeah,
same. And maybe Moore's eyebrows.
My other last little critique is that Taylor is now, like, cutting in and out in the mic. And I was like, oh, but they couldn't hear him and he couldn't hear them before.
Right.
And now he's cutting in and out.
And she's at the bottom.
They haven't gotten closer.
No.
That's like, true.
That part kind of irritated me, too.
Yeah.
That's true.
But it would have been a good ending.
Yeah. I really
what a twist
ended it that way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a fucking twist.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
Shit.
Loved
good
it.
Shit.
So good.
Yeah. Damn.
Yay. I'm so glad you guys liked it.
Well, the movie was only an hour and a half anyway.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And because it's like real time almost, because he said you only have an hour with this tank.
Right.
And, you know, and so like it is pretty. Like, they really only have so much time to do that with.
I feel like lightheaded because I feel like I've been, like, hyperventilating with, like, excitement and shit.
And with a coffee.
I'm like, woo.
Yeah, same.
She's got the bends.
I got the bends,
y'all.
I'm so glad you guys like this movie. That makes me so excited.
Really did. Yeah, a lot.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know. Yay. I had no, like, preconceptions. I didn't know what to expect.
Me either.
And I enjoyed it. It's my favorite of the month, I think. So far. Well, I love Piranha. We haven't covered Piranha yet. Well, cool. That was the movie. Shall we do the gore gauge?
Yes.
All right. So what are we thinking?
I mean, there's a decent...
Four?
I think that this has more gore than Jaws.
Yeah.
And it's better.
Just with, like, all the wounds and whatnot. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I would give it a 5. 4.5?
It's so hard because I'm like, yes, but then I'm like, it's not a gory movie.
Right.
It's just good gore.
Right, but there's not, like, a ton of it.
Yeah.
Let's do 4. Yeah.
That's fine with me.
Okay.
4.
All right, settling on a 4. Nice. And I think we can all agree this movie was pretty freaky, yeah?
Yeah. For sure. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was the freakiest of the movies so far.
Of
for
this
me.
Month?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of this yeah. month, yeah.
It genuinely freaks me out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. High anxiety.
Very adrenaline pinching, as Kayla likes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oof. Cool. Alrighty. Well, then we can do our fun facts. Alrighty. Grace. History time.
Yeah. I don't have a lot.
That's okay. Me neither.
Cool. This movie was made in 2017, directed by Johannes Roberts.
Johan?
Written by... Is that how are you saying it?
Is it Johan?
I believe so. Johan? Okay. Johannes?
Mr. Roberts.
There you go.
And Ernest... Hemingway? Yep.
Riera?
Riera? Ernest did this movie and the second one.
Cool.
Mr. Roberts did The Other Side of the Door, The Strangers Pray at Night, and Resident Evil, and 47 Meters Down, Uncaged.
I actually really liked
The Strangers Pray at Night.
I liked it.
You did?
I did like it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it because I was like, I don't want to see it.
Yeah, I was like, why the fuck did they make a sequel? Like, I was kind of like weirdly salty about it, so I never watched it.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to check it out, though, if you say it's good.
I liked it. It's not the first one.
Well, right. How could it be?
Little fun fact. This year, the movie – this the no. Little fun fact. The year this movie came out, there were less – Oh, fucking shit. Okay. The year this movie came out, there were less shark attacks than any previous year.
Wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
There were 66 that year.
Oh, shit.
That's wild.
That's high.
In an article on Bustle.com, Mr. Roberts said that these characters weren't based on anything real, but he said he really enjoyed taking a John Hughes template and putting sharks into it.
That's interesting. I don't see the John Hughes aspect.
I see no John Hughes.
Nope, I don't see it at all either.
Okay, sure. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
There was a review on RogerEbert.com, but then I realized it wasn't Roger Ebert that said it, but I'm going to fucking read it anyway. Someone named Peter Sobazinski. He gave it 2 stars. He said this movie was almost going to go straight to DVD, but 2 weeks before that, a studio company bought it and put it into theaters. He said the film never really takes off, and he was annoyed by the ending.
Oh, okay.
I agree with the ending part.
Mm-hmm. I agree with the ending, but I definitely think that it deserved more than 2 stars.
I would have given it a 3.
Mm-hmm. I would give it a 3 as well, out of 4, because the sharks are so good. The gore is good. Yeah. The intensity and the suspense is good. Yeah. And the visuals are beautiful. The plot twist. The story of the two sisters is dumb and the ending is dumb. But everything else I feel like makes up for it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's a pretty solid movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think so.
2.5.
We've definitely done worse.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good show. I can play nothing anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I would find a lot, and I was disappointed.
Bummer.
The lack of everything, but it's okay. Alrighty, Elaine. Behind the scenes.
Okay. So the budget for this movie was $5.3 million. It made $44.3 million in U.S. and Canada.
Nice.
And $62.6 million worldwide. So it did pretty good.
Yeah, I did. Wow, nice.
At the depth the characters are, experts suggest that there would be less than 15 minutes of air left for them.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Oof.
47 meters is 154.2 feet.
Oh. No.
It makes me want to barf.
No.
Yeah, same.
No.
God, yes. I just, like we were saying earlier, that pressure that would put on you is –
like are your ears.
Mm-hmm. You would not
they
be well.
Survive and your that lungs. How fast, yeah. Yeah. How fast they went. What's the opposite of the bends?
Right, exactly.
You know?
Because like, going down too quick is just as bad.
Yeah.
James Vanderbeek was cast as Lisa's boyfriend, Stuart. They filmed a bunch of scenes with him in it, like interactions between the two of them, but all of the scenes were cut. And the final movie obviously only references him. Don't know why. Right.
Interesting. Okay.
I like that he's not.
Yeah, same.
We don't need all that shit.
He doesn't need to be.
It's already, it's already annoying that they focus on him too much anyway.
Yeah.
Yep.
How funny.
He comes around a lot in our episodes.
He does. James Vanderdouche.
Mm-hmm.
The girls learned how to scuba dive for this movie.
Hmm. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yep. And like Grace said, the movie was originally going to go straight to DVD. The film was retitled In the Deep in the spring of 2016 and was given a DVD release date. But then it was purchased 1 week before the planned release and retitled to 47 Meters Down and given a wide release theatrical plan in the summer of 2017. But some copies of the movie were accidentally released under the original title In the Deep in August of 2016, right at the same time that the film was bought by the new company. And some stores weren't notified at the time, and the DVD ended up for sale about a day before being recalled.
Did that happen to another movie that we covered?
I don't remember.
Like that a movie was supposed to...
I think it almost happened.
Yeah, but I feel like some made it through or something like that. A similar kind of situation like this.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
But it's now considered a collector's item, and the DVDs go for $50 or more. Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool, though.
Kind of cool.
Nice.
That's really it. And then I did write down that nitrogen narcosis is very real and super dangerous for solo divers.
Yep.
Yeah, that's...
Yep.
No, thank you.
Yeah. And like, it's not like the cause of death for them because then drowning is the cause of death.
Right.
But it leads to it.
It leads to
suffocation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The end.
Nice.
Very nice.
Kayla, soundtrack score and ratings.
Okay. So I pretty much already told you everything that I have because I don't have anything. This is composed by Tom and Andy. I already said that.
Tom and Andy.
They did. P2, The Hills Have Eyes, Sinister 2, which I already said. there are some interviews with Tom and Andy, but they are all about 47 Meters Down Uncaged. They did that score as well. And I guess it's totally different from what they did for this one. And so that's why there's interviews with them on it. Nothing about this one, though. So
weird. Unfortunate. Because he did really well in the box office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a good score.
I'm curious to watch the second one to see what they did differently.
Yeah.
And if it's any good.
Charlotte said it was okay, but it's like these kids, their parents are out of town or something, and they just decide to take their boat out and go scuba diving.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's why it's uncaged.
I forgot to tell you guys that this movie was giving Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen movies.
Yeah.
She said that the second one was as well.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's pretty funny. I like that.
Because it is. They're like, oh, we're going to go to Mexico.
Giving Mary-Kate and Ashley. That's great.
So that's all I have on the score.
Cool.
For our ratings, we have 53% on Rotten Tomatoes, 5.6 out of 10 on IMDb, 52% on Metacritic, and 3.5 out of 5 for an audience rating out of 342 reviews.
It's very mid.
Yeah.
Just like
very
mid.
Very mid.
Well, I mean, I liked it more than that.
I did, too.
I did, too.
I think it deserved
a given it a higher score.
Yeah. At least in the 60s.
Yeah. And like out of 5 stars, I would have given it a 4.
Yeah. It's very entertaining.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And well I agree.
So
I liked it better than Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah. Same.
They're totally different, though.
Apples to oranges.
Yeah.
But I did like it more.
Well, so yeah. Sorry, Grace.
Cool. Nice.
Lorelai.
All righty. Let me scroll down to my section.
Oh, you got a lot.
I got 3 bullet points here for you guys. Okay, so you know the little organisms, the little floaters in the water?
Oh, yeah.
That you see sometimes? They used broccoli.
Oh,
broccoli?
Broccoli.
How funny.
So, yeah, kind of interesting.
Yeah, that shit grossed me out, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even talk about it. It was weird, yeah.
Like the floaters. It's very accurate, though.
Yeah,
very accurate. So for visual effects, because there's not a ton of special effects, but there's clearly a ton of visuals with the sharks and whatnot. Mm-hmm. It was done by Outpost VFX, and they are known for doing Outlander. And then they also worked on The Boys, Westworld, and Black Mirror. A lot of shows. Yeah. So they had to craft water simulations for the shark scenes. And like, including obviously the ones where like they would come up out of the water. They crafted all the shark scenes. Okay. They didn't use any real sharks for this movie.
Well, God, they look so good though.
They really do.
Apparently they spent a lot of time replicating the look of shark skin. Especially for, cause like in the water, I guess it wasn't as hard, but when the sharks broke the water, they spent a lot of time on that specifically because they wanted it to look real and not just like a CGI monster coming out of the water.
And it did.
Yeah, like so believable.
Yeah, they did a great job.
All of the shark shots were great. And then another challenge was also included inserting the digital assets into the water tank footage.
The bubbles. So maybe.
The bubbles. And then like also like I think when the shark broke the cage and is like getting into the cage, it just was
difficult. Yes.
Yeah. I think that's what they're
not the air tank. Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, that's all I have. Outpost and then the crane. Did a great job.
The crane probably.
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
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 Making all of the underwater shit look believable.
And they did. I honestly would have believed you if you told me that they were down there pushing shit underwater.
Elaine, would you like to wrap her on up?
Yes. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you want to check out our Patreon, you can do that. We're back with video episodes. So the last 2 episodes that we came out with, there's video episodes for that and some other fun stuff coming up. Link to the Patreon is in our Instagram link tree. Find us on Instagram and all the socials, Gore Girls Podcast, easy peasy. Don't forget to drink your water, wear your shoes, put on your sunscreen, and lock your fucking doors. And like, definitely don't go in a shark cage with random men that you meet on vacation.
Don't manipulate your sister or anybody. Yeah, no manipulation.
Listen to your gut.
And don't do something for an ex-partner.
Never.
You're doing it for the wrong reasons.
Yep. Do it for you.
Do it for you.
Just don't go in the water.
Don't go in the water. Don't go in the water.
Stay at the pool and drink a margarita.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do that. Or go into like your ankles. That's what I like to do. I like to get my feet wet.
Go ahead. Sit at the beach and put your toes in the water.
Yeah.
Don't go in the water. Ass in the sand. Not a care in the world. Hold beer in my hand.
And if you are a sort of scuba diver guy, if you see someone is nervous, don't
let them go
in the water.
No, maybe.
Just be like, hey, you want to wait?
Use better judgment.
You want to wait?
Maybe this isn't for you.
This isn't for you. You want to take some more lessons?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or a lesson?
Even a lesson.
A single lesson. All right.
Oh, and next week episode is Piranha, Lorelai's pick.
Piranha. So no sharks this time, but still bitey, ferocious little creatures.
Bitey, ferocious little creatures.
They're freaky.
They are, yeah.
Well, thanks. Alrighty, well, love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Peace out.
Bye. Adios.